الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Imam Zia speaking to you from the Islamic Center of Irving. And what I'd like to talk to you about is the issue of muhasabah. What is muhasabah? In loose terms, the meaning is evaluation. And just like we have evaluations for ourselves at work and in our daily life, similarly, it's important to have a constant spiritual evaluation of ourselves too. And how do you do that? First of all, before we get into the method, let's talk about the saying of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَزِينُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا. What does that mean? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, evaluate yourselves before you are evaluated, meaning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and weigh your deeds before your deeds are weighed, meaning again by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So how does one evaluate oneself and how does one weigh one's deeds? Many people think that Islam and practicing Islam is very, very difficult. And many people, because of maybe some hadith that they've heard or verses that they've heard, or talk of the hellfire or talk of the punishment, they kind of lose hope about their future with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is important to understand is that Islam is really very, very easy to implement in one's life. It's not difficult at all. On a daily basis, a person simply needs to do more good deeds than bad deeds. Very, very simple. It cannot be much simpler than that. And that is why this concept of muhasabah is so important. A person, he, before going to sleep, thinks to himself, how many good deeds did I do? How many obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did I fulfill today? How many obligations did I not fulfill? How many commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did I break today? How many sins did I commit today? How many major sins? How many minor sins? How many people did I hurt today with my talk? How many people did I ridicule today? How many people did I backbite today? So when a person does this on a constant basis, next time he does it, he will check himself. He will stop himself and he will prevent himself from doing that bad deed and falling into that sin. And then slowly but surely, he will find that when he evaluates himself at night before going to sleep, he will find that his good deeds are indeed outweighing his bad deeds. And if a person feels that, for example, he didn't pray Isha before going to bed, immediately he will get up and pray his Isha prayer. And in the morning, he'll make sure that he sets his alarm for the Fajr prayer, and so on. There are many hadith that talk about this concept of kind of doing good deeds to counter bad deeds. According to one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and this good deed will delete the bad deed. And it's mentioned about the angels that are writing down our deeds on the right and left shoulders. It's mentioned that when a person intends to do a good deed, the angel writes down a good deed immediately, whatever he intended to do. And then when the person actually does that good deed, the angel writes that deed tenfold, minimum. And it can increase depending on the situation, like in the month of Ramadan or the place. Like if a person, he does it in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in the Haram, it is multiplied 100,000 times. So different situations make that deed multiplied many times over. However, in the case of the bad deed, if a person intends to do a bad deed, this is not written as a sin against him. But when he does the bad deed, he is the angel who writes the bad deeds. He's instructed not to write the bad deed until the person has had an opportunity to actually make tawbah and repent and ask Allah for forgiveness for the sin. So This is actually so important for us to understand the importance and relevance of the Salah itself. Why do we pray five times a day? There are many, many reasons and many, many wisdoms. And one of them is getting a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making sure that we are always aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the most important things is that when a person, he prays his five times daily prayer, then the sins that are committed in between the prayers, they get deleted and they get forgiven. And that's why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave an example to the Sahaba. And he said that if a person, he has a running stream in front of his house, and he bathes in that running stream five times a day, would there be any kind of dirt left on his body? The Sahaba said, of course not. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it's a running stream, and a running stream, it has clean, fresh, running water rather than a stationary lake or a pond which has stationary water which can become stagnant and smelling and have like algae all over it. But the running stream, it is always fresh water. So the person is bathing himself in fresh water five times a day. So is there going to be any sin left upon him, any kind of dirt left upon him? The Sahaba said, there's not going to be any dirt. So the Prophet ﷺ said that this is the example of the prayer that a person prays. So if a person, he did commit a sin, then he prays the next salat, his sins will get omitted because of that. So basically the summary of what I'm trying to say is that we need to constantly evaluate ourselves and make sure that we are doing the obligations and the good deeds that we are instructed to do. And slowly but surely, the more we do the good deeds, the more we develop a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we continue to evaluate ourselves, we will find that slowly but surely, those bad deeds are being eliminated from our life, and we are becoming a better, more pious person, getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ideal thing that we are supposed to be doing before we leave this world, to have this deep connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that when the time comes for our death, we are ready and willing and eager to meet our Creator. So this is, in a nutshell, the purpose of muhasabah, evaluation for ourselves, so that slowly but surely our bad deeds are eliminated from our lives, and the good deeds outweigh the bad deeds, and we do more good deeds rather than the bad deeds. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me and you and everyone the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.